Well, figured I'd do one last final update regarding the storm. The wind is pretty much gone. The strong wind. I'd call it breezy now. You know, it's there. But it's, not strong at all, which I'll take. Power, I believe, is fully restored to the campus. I'm pretty sure. A little chilly. It's kind of strange how when the storm started, it's about this temperature. And then as the storm came in, it got warmer because of the tropical aspects of it, I would assume. And then it got cold again. It's probably in the 50s now. I would guess it went up to the 60s. As the storm made its way in, when I went to dinner with a couple of people, a couple of random folks the other earlier tonight, it was quite a bit warmer. But as the storm exits the area, the cold air from that cold front they talked about has begun to filter in, making it colder. Not cold, cold. Not like snow cold, but cold. Not cold. I shouldn't say cold. I should say more. I don't know how to put it. I guess chilly. You know, it's not comfortable, but it's also not freezing. But I'm also wearing T-shirt. So. That's about it. This will be the final update from this. Final update of the storm. I'm gonna walk back now. Breeze does feel good. It's definitely a constant breeze, unlike what it was before. So, seems as though we fared pretty well for this one. New York City, on the other hand, didn't do so well. Brian D'Amico on Twitter described it as hell on earth, and I would venture to say that that's true. A hospital, NYU, has been evacuated, or there are conflicting reports about that, and whether it's actually going to be fully evacuated or not. They're not quite sure, reporters. So, that's about it from here. This has been rather interesting. No water going in the storm drain, so everything's pretty much starting to dry up. Unlike before when I was out here, it was raining pretty good. Well, it wasn't raining pretty good, but there was water going in the storm drains, which means there was water. So, that's it from here. I'm gonna go to bed.